The liberal website MoveOn.org has a winner in its contest for a 30-second anti-George Bush political TV commercial. There were more than 1,500 entries. The winner will air several times next week to coincide with the president's State of the Union address. Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card for Slate, and he has this review of the victorious spot.
The champ was chosen by a panel of celebrity judges, including James Carville, Al Franken, and Janine Garofalo. They ended up choosing a spot called Child's Pay. We see small children toiling as janitors, factory workers, and garbage men. Their tiny frames are dwarfed by adult-sized mops, machines, and trash bags. There's no dialogue or text until the explanatory tagline at the end. Guess who's going to pay off President Bush's $1 trillion deficit? Child's Pay has excellent production values, by far the slickest of the 14 finalists, and others aren't even close. Several of the rival entries appear to be shot with a cell phone camera and lit with a desk lamp. Meanwhile, Child's Pay boasts a moody acoustic guitar track, high-quality lighting, and careful mise-en-scene that might make celebrity judge Michael Mann, who directed Heat and Ali, proud, or at least not nauseous. In sum, Child's Pay is a solid choice by the judges, and unlike the other finalists, many of which come off as shrill lectures, this one might actually change some minds. It's reasonable, moderate, and high-toned, which is no doubt just what they were looking for, especially after a flap over an entry that equated Bush with Adolf Hitler. But what's right with this ad is also precisely what is wrong with it. Of all the ads, this one most looks like it could have come from the Democratic National Committee. So why bother? Why not just leave that sort of thing to the DNC itself and strive for something new and different? Here's this bold experiment in opening up the forum, turning the consumer-producer tables, and crashing the media dialogue, and in the end they go with the most polished, staid option. What's more, this ad completely ignores the MoveOn crowd's single biggest issue, the war in Iraq. Is this what all those grassroots folks wanted to see after donating money to air a spot that will speak for unheard voices? An ad about the growing deficit? If they were looking for a less mainstream, more rough-edged winner, I might have chosen a finalist called In My Country. In it, a South Asian guy complains that his country is being reshaped by religious extremists, that his government can keep a list of everyone he calls, and that his countrymen can be held in prison without a trial or a lawyer. And then comes the inevitable payoff.
Why should you care about what is happening to my country? Because my country is the United States of America.
Yes, it's a hackish gimmick, and you can see it a mile away. And yes, the production values are indie. But there's real passion in the guy's performance, and civil liberty seems a more MoveOn-y, underrepresented cause than, say, deficit reduction. But who am I to tell MoveOn what to do? After all, Child's Pay wasn't just the celebrity panel's choice, it was the people's choice too, as demonstrated by internet voting. Perhaps everyone was just blinded by the high-gloss finish.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate.